So we say chant Hare Krishna and you become happy. Anathas will go away, but after many years also anathas won't go away and we are not so happy. So yeah, happiness is, it's a process, it's not a product. You know, it's like we are on a journey towards happiness. So what we have to focus on is, at least in the sadhaka stage, as we are growing onwards, the more we come towards sattvaguna, the more the cravings decrease. And what I can say is that, and I suppose many of us can also say that, if the same problems come in our life now, and the same problems had come in our life 10 years ago, our capacity to deal with them would be much better now. We are more equipped to deal with problems. So this world is a, there are always going to be problems in this world. And it's not that just because we chant Hare Krishna, Dukkhalayam is going to become Sukhalayam. This world is still going to be a place of misery. But we have got the process to firstly minimize the misery and the process to tolerate the misery. And ultimately to transcend the misery. Minimize the misery because we don't do activities which make us miserable. You know, we don't do sinful activities. We don't do activities that make us, that get us addicted, get us entangled, get us into trouble. So we minimize the misery. And whatever inevitable misery comes, by his philosophical knowledge, by absorption in Krishna, we can tolerate it. And ultimately, as we become purified, we'll go out of this miserable material existence, and that's how we'll transcend the misery completely. So our growth towards happiness is a process. And so I was in America, and one student asked, so you are talking so much about happiness, are you happy? So I said, I'm happy that I'm on the path to happiness. Yeah. So I can see that the way I was 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, I'm much happier than what I am now. And I can see those who are ahead of me on this path, those who have honestly tread this path and move diligently forward, they are happier than what I am. So I'm happy that I'm on the path to happiness. So yes, initially we may tell people that chant Hare Krishna and be happy, and that is true, but the truth is not something which is literalistic. Now, happiness is not a state which is our consciousness is not like a commodity that can be kept in a fridge. You can say this food item, it will stay good for even 6 months. You just keep it in the fridge or keep it in the protector, it will stay like that. So consciousness is not like that. It's not like a product that can be preserved in an isolated environment. So what events happen in our life, they ricochet and they affect our consciousness. So happiness is a process. Happiness, that's why it's a process. There are sometimes, even in our spiritual life, we may be distressed. Sometimes we may be deeply hurt. But overall, if we see the happiness-distress balance in our life, what will happen is the happiness scale will become more and more and more. Distress will be there. Death is a great distress. Old age is a distress. Even for devotees, it is a distress. But the absorption in Krishna that is there, the connection that is Krishna that is there, because of that, the happiness will be more. And relatively speaking, we'll be in a far better situation with Krishna than we would have been without Krishna. Okay? Yes, please. Something related.